Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches us how being united in partnership sends the love of God to reach the lost and hurting world and changes lives forever. Next, on the Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special.
I want us to look this morning in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, please. Genesis chapter 12. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and you shall be, I'm in Genesis 12, you shall be a blessing, and, see, there's a connection here, and something. You'll be a blessing and something. You will be a blessing, and I will bless them that help you bless. Those that will join you and help you be a greater blessing and take this blessing of Adam, the blessing of Noah, and now the blessing of Abraham, if they will help you bless with this blessing and help me fill up the earth with it, I will bless them equally with you. Now, folks, this became a bedrock foundation of God's principle of operation in the earth. It still is today. When Jesus said, you go into all the world and you preach the gospel to every creature. I mean, Jesus preached one kind of gospel and God preached another? No, it's the same gospel. It's the same gospel. Turn with me over to Luke chapter 4. Some of you still got something running out the corner of your mouth. You don't know where the... You just stay with me. Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, we have recorded in other places in the New Testament, we have recorded what he preached to the poor. He said, blessed are the poor. Not because they're poor. What was he doing? He's declaring the blessing of Abraham on the poor.
Amen.
Somebody called them the Beatitudes. Whole list of them there. Talked about inheriting the earth and so forth. Lot of stuff has been preached on those. But it's mostly surface stuff. Because if you don't go back to the bedrock and find the gospel that God preached to Abraham, and Jesus is preaching this same gospel. You have to understand, he was preaching to Jews. He's preaching to Israel. They had heard this all of their lives. The only problem was, it had been boiled down religiously for them the same as it had for us. Only we're worse than them. We didn't know anything about it in the first place. But at least they had heard about it. And he began to straighten it out for them. And talk about the blessing. Blessed are the meek. Not weak, meek. They'll inherit the earth. Hallelujah. The blessing, say it. The blessing. Not a blessing, the blessing. I will bless those that bless you. Now, I will curse those that curse you. Now, let's talk about that. He said, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you. He won't let me drop this just yet. Go ye into all the world. That he wasn't talking about the earth. It involves the earth, but that's not his point. The world he's talking about is this Babylonian system where the nations are. See? That's the gospel. God promised Abraham he'd do it. Through you, all the nations will be blessed. We are agents of the blessing. The blessing of Abraham has come on the nations through Christ Jesus. We are in Christ Jesus. And if ye be in Christ Jesus, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. My Lord. You keep that blessing up in front of your eyes and you walk as a blessing and you believe God in the blessing and for the blessing. Actually, what you're doing, and I learned this a couple of years ago very graphically. You know, we had to study all these things one piece at a time. You can't study something all at once. You have to study it one piece at a time. And for the last 50 years, particularly here in the United States, the body of Christ has been receiving restoration of revelation of these pieces, one right after another. The new birth, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, walking and living by faith, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance, all these different things. We had to take them one at a time and study them and find out about them and separate them, when actually, when you get it all put together, they'll all work in unison with one another. Well, we had to learn them one piece at a time. And just fought small wars over all of them. Amen. But emerged out of all that a people of faith. God always had a hard time getting anybody to take another step. Just want to build a big camp over here on one thing. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, we preach salvation. That's what we preach. Well, we do too. Amen. But don't just build you a camp over. Come on. Amen. That's only one part. Now, I heard myself one night. Most of you have heard me tell the story about a disc in my lower back. Just suddenly, I had a horrific muscle spasm in my low back and just exploded. That disc blew out all of the goop, all that jelly stuff inside that disc. When they looked at the MRI, it blew out and shot up my spine. Well, I won't go into all that, but today, the last MRI they took, that disc is back and regenerated, and all the hernias of the spine are all gone and standing up there just straight like little soldiers, like it's supposed to be. I had degenerative bone disease in my bones. I didn't know it. But the cross cut of the vertebra there showed a large part of it light in color instead of dense because of degenerative joint disease had gotten into my bones. And the last MRI they did, no degenerative joint disease. Praise God, all my bones is back where they belong. Well, I woke myself up one night praying in the Holy Ghost, and I woke up, I heard myself say, the blessing's working in me. The blessing's working in me. It's working in me now, healing my body, purifying my bones, and restoring my youth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I woke myself up doing that. And so I just kept on doing it and put myself back to sleep doing that. Praise the Lord. And just working at it. And I questioned the Lord about it. And you remember in our studies, particularly, Keith, when we studied under Brother Hagin, we studied the gifts of the Spirit. And we learn very definitely there's the gifts of healings. Then there's the working of miracles. Mm-hmm. Well, people had the idea, you know, that, well, healing's a miracle, miracles are healing. That's not necessarily so. If it was, it'd just always be wrapped up in one manifestation of the Holy Ghost. But there's different manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Well, we had to study them one at a time. Amen? Yeah. Well, I wonder if that was healing. I wonder if that was a miracle. Ooh. What is it? That's a wonder. But there ain't no faith in wonderment. They were all filled with wonder, saying, I wonder what that was. But when they heard the word, preacher said they came believing. Praise God. Amen. Faith, see, comes by hearing by the word of God. Well, when you put it all together, I'm going to be saying this to you a number of times the rest of this week. I'm going to illustrate it to you a number of ways. Let me show it to you like this. If I was going to become a watchmaker, and I'm going to have to start studying all those parts, I got to find out what all those springs are. I got to find out what all those little wheels, big wheels, and all that running around in there all at the same time. And there's little simple watches, you know, just the little simple Disney watch or you know, a watch that's got all this fancy stuff in it. I love watches anyway. And I was, oh man, you know. Well, I got to learn what that hour hand is. I got to learn what the minute hand is. I got to learn what the case is, the crystal. I got to learn what the winding stem and the spring and all those actions and movements. I got to learn those things all at once. And I got to practice. I got to make them. If I'm going to be a watchmaker or a repairman, it's going to take time. And my first two or three watches I make probably ain't going to keep time if they run at all. Amen. But you just keep going and you keep learning. What is your goal? What are you learning all this for? Because I have a desire to put them all together.
Right.
Now, let me show you something. That winding stem, that's not the watch.
Right.
That hour hand, that's not the watch.
Right.
The minute hand is not the watch. Right. The face is not the watch. The crystal's not the watch. The case it's all in, the band, none of that could be called the watch. Put them all together,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you got the watch.
That's it.
Now, healing is not the blessing.
That's good.
Salvation is not the blessing.
That's good.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost is not the blessing. It's a blessing,
right,
but it's not the blessing.
That's good.
See? The face, or say, the gifts of the Spirit,
right,
that's not the blessing. But you put them all together, now you have the blessing.
Amen.
It's time for the body of Christ to build a watch.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Put it all together.
Did you know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries receives over 589,000 prayer calls a year? Prayers for healing, finances, relationships, salvation, deliverance, and other important areas of need. Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line in the U.S. office is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lives are being changed one prayer at a time. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is committed to pray for you, stand in faith on the Word with you, and believe God for your answers.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries meeting and get ready for a total immersion experience in the Word of God. There's great praise and worship and faith-building teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest ministers. We also have special services for the children and youth at our Believers Convention. And every Saturday morning, there's a special healing service with Gloria Copeland. If you've never been to one of our meetings, I encourage you to come. Surround yourself in a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith and let the blessing change your life.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries, reaching Latin America for Christ.
La palabra de Dios.
The Word of God that comes from the ministry of Kenneth Copeland is so important and truly a great blessing that the Lord has placed in my heart a strong impression and desire of not keeping this Word only at a personal level or just for my congregation. I said to myself, many pastors need to hear this Word. Many churches need to hear this. Then the idea came to me to transmit once a week one program through a radio station in Tarma, Peru. However, we are growing, and now our vision has grown to do it on a daily basis, not only in Tarma, but in different cities in Peru. For example, one of them, Pucallpa Aguaitia, is a city located at the heart of the jungle. I do believe that this message, the impact that the Lord will make through this word, the influence of the Word of God in the pastors, the ministries, and the church in general is going to be tremendous.
For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
We started believing God for a baby about 1998, late 1998. But then in 1999... Late 1999, she was discovered to be pregnant. She had a miscarriage. Then was, well, weren't too glad about it. We felt a bit discouraged at that point.
I was very upset. And at the back of my mind, I knew that God's word works. I knew that God's word was working because I kept confessing God's word.
And from then on, we decided to leave the situation alone and get detached from the situation and concentrate on feeding our faith.
Shola and Monisa Audio refused to back down. In the weeks and months that would follow, their commitment to the Word of God and stance of faith was strengthened as they immersed in teaching materials received from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
So we decided to invest quite some bit into teaching materials on topics like covenant, hope, faith, authority of the believer, confessions, and also righteousness as well. And we decided to just leave the situation alone and concentrate on putting God's word into our hearts.
By this time, the doctor's report had worsened. Because of complications with the miscarriage, the Audios were told they had less than a 20% chance of ever conceiving a child naturally. But the Word of God in their hearts was already giving birth to a miracle. Shola and Monisa flew across an ocean to the 2004 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign.
It's not too late. Start resisting it. Jesus bore that. He bore it for you. In His own body, He bore every sickness and every disease so that we could be healed and whole. Hallelujah. That is not just scripture that doesn't mean anything. He did exactly what He said. He bore our weaknesses, our sicknesses, our diseases. And by His stripes, we were healed.
I just believed God, and I held on to God that as she laid hands on me, that everything that was wrong will be made right, every anomaly will be made right, and that God Himself will perform a spiritual surgery on me and make everything right. And I believed God that the next time I would go for the convention, I would either be pregnant or have my baby.
Miss Gloria, I've got Jennifer here from Andrews Air Force Base. She's got an awesome testimony. About 6 months ago, she was at one of your meetings in Maryland, and she had a very...
Someone came up to give a testimony of how she got her child. And I saw Sister Gloria carry that child, and I said, Lord, this is my desire. I want this to happen to me one day as well. And we left with high expectations.
With the excitement of Washington behind them, the fight of faith was on. After arriving in the UK, while traveling back from the convention, Monisa experienced an unusual attack of pain on the train ride home.
It was so painful that she had to be taken off the train and the train staff not let her back. And at that point, this was really the exact opposite of what we were all believing God for. But I decided that I'm not going to be offended. I'm going to keep rejoicing and keep thanking God. And just about 3 weeks later, we're at the convention again in Brighton. And we still held on to our faith. But as a result of being at the convention, we actually missed our date. And by the time we came back from the convention, we just thought, hey, wait a minute. And we went in for a test and she was discovered to be pregnant.
God's plan could not be stopped. The power of His promise brought Shola, Monisa, and Deborah Aldio to a complete delivery.
We just give all the glory to God for this, because I can definitely say that our baby here, Deborah, is the product of the Word of Faith message that we owe her to the Word of Faith message. And we also want to thank God for the influence and that the Kenneth Copeland Ministries has had on my family in terms of the materials, that we really invested quite a bit of resources in the tapes, the CDs, and the DVDs, and the cumulative effect of all those is this miracle of our child.
You know, we got baby faith.
We do.
Well, I mean, we prayed and believed God. There's babies all over this world that, to parents, that absolutely, well, just like.
Including our first baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how hands were laid hands on both of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, now, make this point in your thinking right now. It does matter where you go to church. It matters
yes,
who
it does.
You hang around with. Moni came to healing school, received the healing. The Word of God is the final authority. It worked for the Agios, and it will work for you
Faith
too.
Faith came. Hallelujah.
Now, this just plain, and that is the long and the short of it right there. Praise God. It is God's Word. Well, yeah, Brother Copeland, don't start that yeah, Brother Copeland stuff. If God said it in His Bible, why
That's
can't
the way
you
it
say
is.
It? Praise God. And you just go to His book and you let it build faith in you, just like...
Just believe it.
Just believe what He said. Praise God. That's like I've been teaching all week long about walking and living in the blessing. God is faithful. Praise the Lord. Gloria and I really want you to become partners with us. If God is calling you to become partners with us, now we're going to pray. God may not be calling you to become a full-time continuing partner with this ministry, but He's designed you to be partners with Him in someone's ministry. And you find out who it is, and you get connected immediately, because this is vital to your life, every day of your life. Gloria said on the broadcast yesterday, everything began for us when we became partners with Oral Roberts Ministry when I was a student there at ORU 40 years ago. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we pray.
Thank you, Father.
Every person that you have called and designed to become partners with Gloria and me in this ministry, to pray for one another,
yes,
to support with one another on a continual, steady basis. Oh, God, reveal it.
Thank you, Lord.
Those that are not called to become partners with this ministry, reveal to them with whom they are called to become partners. Because according to your word in the book of Philippians, the book of Ephesians, the book of Colossians, all the way through the New Testament, beginning in the book of Genesis, you said, I'll bless those that bless Abraham. And I pray it, and I release my faith.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessing the blessing.
Now, let us know. If you'd like to become a partner with KCM, we'll send you the new partner package. And it may be that you just need more information. Well, praise the Lord. Let us know that. We'll send you more information. Praise God. We are all for whatever God has called us to do. Now, let me make something very clear to you, those of you particularly that don't know all that much about this ministry. This is not just a cute Bible way of raising money. It is not so. And this is the way God designed for divine connections in the body of Christ. Read the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And go back over these messages that you're hearing this week on the internet. Listen to these things. Because this is the way divine anointings are increased. Praise God. Well, you pray about it and you do whatever the Lord leads you to do about it. And do it quickly. Time is of the essence. The days of refreshing meeting is going on all week. You know, all the way through Friday, September the 19th, right here on property with the Eagle Mountain International Church. Praise God. Now, let me tell you what you do. If you can't attend, then join us live on the website. Now, don't just say, oh, well, and just go jump on the website. Pray about coming first, because there is something that happens.
That's right.
Well, I don't have the money. Well, this is one thing that we've been teaching you all this time. Believe God for the money. He'll get you here. Amen. Then Word Explosion Conference, October the 9th through the 11th, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Chaplain Major Albert Downing, Bill Winston, Gloria and I, and we're going to be preaching to a lot of soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines and Coast Guard folks and civilians.
Whom we support with all of our hearts, right?
Yes, amen. Praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, it's Count Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. You may also call our toll-free number or write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, and together we can make a difference.
Thank you for bringing the message to us. Thank you for the words and the revelation that you've given us. Thank you for teaching me that I could be healed. Thank you for teaching me what to do, what my part is in God's healing. Thank you. I want to hug them.
The love of God is truly shown through them. They walk in it like no other person. And it's been such a blessing to my family.